Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hearty Appetite. Recently, the Ritz, the most famous hotel in the world, reopened its doors after a $450 million renovation. Situated on Paris's Place Vendôme, where dukes and princes used to live, the accommodation is no less palatial than any royal residence, and those who are able to afford a room there, running as high as $25,000 a night, surely must feel like a king or a queen, which was the goal of the hotel's founder, César Ritz. Ernest Hemingway was a regular guest who even took some of the credit for the hotel's liberation during World War II, starting in the bar, which these days bears his name. He once observed, "When I dream of afterlife in heaven, the action always takes place in the Paris Ritz." And no wonder that when in 1934 Nabisco introduced a new cracker brushed with coconut oil to make it look rich, that it named it Ritz. Just as the Ritz has become the most famous hotel in the world, the Ritz cracker has become arguably the most famous snack food in the world. Nonetheless, even though I've never stayed at the hotel, I feel fairly confident that the evening turndown service does not feature an eponymous cracker placed on your pillow. The Ritz cracker was a considerable improvement over previous crackers. Not pale or square, but golden and round, the Ritz was the result of leaving out the leavening and adding more shortening to make it crisper, more buttery, and more delicious. Initially, selling for just 19 cents a box, it was an immediate sensation with sales of $5 billion in just the first year. Also causing a sensation was a recipe put on the back of the Ritz box for mock apple pie. Consisting primarily of the crackers soaked in a lemony syrup, amazingly, it looks and tastes exactly like the real thing. Talk about putting on the Ritz. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.